雷军的一碗热干面又上热门了。
Lane Jun's bowl of hot dry noodles has become popular again.
今天咱们换个视角看。
Today, let's look at things from a different perspective.
注意小女孩走过去时那句，吃个早饭。
Pay attention to the sentence, I'm going to have breakfast when the little girl walks over.
这么多人拍。
So many people are filming.
我靠。
Damn it.
就这句话比热搜有意思的多。
This sentence is more interesting than the trending topics.
视频里。
In the video,
雷军面前摆着热干面。
On the table.In front of Lei Jun was a bowl of hot dry noodles.
周围围一圈人拍。
Surround a circle of people to take pictures.
中间还有小米自己的高清摄像机。
There is also a Xiaomi branded high definition camera in the middle.
你说这是假的？面是真吃了。
You said this is a fake face, but I ate it.
但这是真实的日常吗？
But is this a real daily life?
谁家好人吃早饭要加一圈鸡味？
Who is a good person who eats breakfast must add a group of chicken stomachs?
这不叫生活，叫内容生产。
This is not called life, it's content production.
雷军团队很懂流
量。Lei Jun's team understands.
流量，千亿总裁塞进早餐店。
Traffic billionaire's CEO gets stuck in a breakfast shop.
反差感就是爆款密码。
The key to a viral password is the element of surprise.
围观的人也在配合。
The onlookers are also cooperating.
加上偶遇。
This unexpected encounter.
我不是说雷军做错了。
I'm not saying that Lei Jun made a mistake.
企业家做 IP 很正常。
It's normal for entrepreneurs to do IP.
但当一个行为需要这么多机会来证明它真实时。
But when a behavior needs so many opportunities to prove itself.
它已经失真了。
He has become distorted.
再看小女孩。
Look at the little girl again.
成年人眼里。
In the eyes of adults.
雷军是千亿身家行走的流量池。
Lei Jun is a billionaire who has successfully leveraged his popularity.
所以第一反应是拍照发朋友圈。
So the first reaction was to take a picture and post it on WeChat.
但在孩子眼里
In the eyes of children,
那就是吃早饭的叔叔。
That means the uncle who eats breakfast.
他的逻辑很简单。
His logic is simple.
吃早饭就是为了填饱肚子。
Eating breakfast is to fill your stomach.
理解不了吃早饭等于参与社会热点这套公式。
I don't understand the formula that eating breakfast equals participating in social trends.
他说的那句
He said that
我靠
Damn it
是发自内心的困惑。
It is a deep-seated confusion.
你们这些大人是不是有病？
Are you all sick?
这恰恰是最清醒的判断。
This is precisely the most lucid judgment.
更讽刺的是后续，雷军走后。
More ironically, after Lei Jun left,
那家店成了打卡点。
That shop became a place to visit.
好多人专门跑去排队。
Many people go specifically to queue.
就为吃一碗雷军同款热干面。
For a bowl of Lei Jun's signature Lanzhou style noodles.
武汉应该满大街都是热干面吧。
Shouldn't there be hot dry noodles everywhere in Wuhan?
排半小时队吃的。
Waited for half an hour to eat.
到底是那碗面。
What kind of noodles are you talking about?
还是我和千亿总裁产生了交集的幻觉。
It's just a hallucination I had with the billionaire CEO.
说到这儿
At this point,
我想起另一件事
I remembered something else.
一边是雷军的早餐店
One is Lei Jun's breakfast shop.
对着镜头表演亲民
perform in front of the camera being friendly.
一边是小米苏区车主起诉小米虚假营销。
On the one hand, there are complaints from Xiaomi car owners about Xiaomi's false marketing.
小米那边各种不认账。
Xiaomi keeps denying it.
我就想问一句。
I just want to ask,
哪个更真实？
which is more realistic?
是端着摄像机精心编排的实景烟火气更真实？
The carefully staged street scenes with the camera in hand are more realistic.
还是小米代理律师和消费者面对面掰扯时的各种狡辩？
The various excuses made by Xiaomi's lawyers and consumers during the confrontation.
更真实。
More realistic. Yes.
企业营销的本质应该是产品说话。
The essence of corporate marketing should be that the product speaks for itself,
而不是包装人设说话。
Instead of talking about the persona, talk about the person.
你把 CEO 的人设做得再完美。
If you make the CEO's persona too perfect,
早餐吃得再接地气。
The most down-to-earth breakfast is,
产品出了问题不认账。
The product has a problem, but doesn't admit it.
那这一切不就成了一场精致的表演？
All of this is just a refined performance.
小女孩一眼看穿了围观吃早饭的荒诞。
The little girl immediately saw through the absurdity of the onlookers eating breakfast.
那成年人呢？我们可以一边嘲笑排队打卡的人不够清醒。
But adults can also ridicule those who queue up and check in.
一边又对品牌人设
brand persona
照单全收
receipt
却对真正的产品问题选择性失明。
However, they are selectively blind to real product issues.
如果那碗面不好吃
if that bowl of noodles is not delicious,
你会因为雷军吃过就去排队吗？
Will you go to the queue just because late John has eaten it?
如果车有问题
If the car has a problem,
你会因为雷军吃了碗热干面
You will be upset because late John ate a bowl of hot dry noodles.
就觉得这事不存在吗？
I just feel like this doesn't exist.
营销的根基永远是产品本身。
The foundation of marketing is always the product itself.
老板人设再亲民也挺。
Even if the boss is friendly and approachable, it won't be enough.
填补不了产品本身的裂缝。
Cannot repair the cracks in the product itself.